We're ready.
Called over the Board of Works for February 24th. First up is approval of minutes from the February 10th meeting.
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes as presented.
I'll second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Department head reports. First up is city engineer.
Ooh, we get a picture.
I'd say the vast majority of my time right now has been preparing the resurface plans for Hart Street and Sixth Street. This is the section that's funded by the RDC. They funded a survey that was done in January, and I'm using the survey to generate the plan sheets. When they're done, they're going to show where all the full depth patches are, where the adjust casting the grades are. Basically, it's going to create a nice, neat package to where I can include it all in bid package and give it to the contractor, and he'll be able to just take off with those plans. And whereas the typical resurfacing, they're a little more generic widths and everything, and these help generate better cost estimates too.
So this is rehabbing on Hart Street
and Sixth Street
and 10th.
Okay. No,
not 10th.
It's Sixth Street from
Main to College, and a little bit past College. They're in front of the auto dealer. There's a that bad spot right there where there's always water ponding. Mm-hmm. I want to incorporate repairing that. And then Hart Street from the existing pavement joint right there in front of Walgreens.
Okay.
On up to just past 3rd Street.
That's not Walgreens. Yeah.
What's that?
CVS. From CVS.
Yes, CVS. I'm sorry.
CVS to 3rd Street, you said?
Mm-hmm. And we'll go just past 3rd Street and stop, and then the 2nd Street project will
pick up from there. So what's the time frame on this project?
I'm hoping to get it out to bid in April.
Okay.
It should also be noted that actually RDC money will be paying for these two paving projects.
Great. Okay.
And after I get these plans done, then I'll get the rest of the road and street projects.
They'll take care of about 2,000 potholes right there. Right?
And I got some traffic counts done last month, actually this month, on 6th Street and St. Clair.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, JP. Next is Parks. Steve Beeman.
Vincent Sparks, Steve Beeman. The only thing we have to report is progress of the pool. Today they started setting the trusses. I think they got about halfway through.
Yeah.
They should have the other half done tomorrow, and they'll start putting the roofing on, and that way they can pour the concrete on the floors inside and start doing a lot of work on the inside. From talking, I think we're still on schedule within that week to 10 days. I mean, a lot of it's going to depend on the next couple months, how much rain we get and that kind of stuff as they get to pouring the concrete.
Got to have some water in the pool anyway, right?
Well, there's so water like around the pool. A lot of the stuff that Renesis does is done. They've got all the drains in and the pipe and all that stuff. They poured the concrete floor to the pump house today also, so that's going up. So and then also from a fundraising standpoint, we're getting a lot of the donations that have been outstanding that people had pledged that hadn't turned mm-hmm. in their money. We had, I think, 4 come in today, and we've kind of had it in the paper and on the radio also. If people want to have a tile before the grand opening, that we'd like to get those in sometime in March. Then obviously after that time we can put tiles up. But
so what are the costs of the tiles?
The tiles are a 12 by 12 black granite, and for a quarter tile it's 250, and a half is 500, and a full tile is 1,000.
Okay.
And then of course you don't have to be limited to, you know, the 1,000 if you want to.
You can buy 4.
And then we have some things, small fundraising activities that are in the works right now. We don't have all the plans yet, but at the next Board of Works, we should have some more information on that.
Great. Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Steve. Next is Police Department.
Dusty Luking, Vincent's Police Department. We are at 1,340 calls for the year. We did do a conditional offer of employment with Moxon Julian, and he is scheduled to go up to Indianapolis for the medical and psychological examinations, which that's what the conditions are, that you're able to be accepted by local and state PERF, and so we're hoping to hear back from them pretty soon. Captain Greg Zebar, he came off the books on the 21st, so he is officially retired. So we are at 36 officers, which, knock on wood, we've stayed at full staff for a long time, and 36, given some woes we've had in the past, is not too bad. So we're working through it and hope to get our new guy on as soon as possible.
Great.
Ms. Dustin. Bryce.
Bryce, Street Department. We are continuing to fill potholes.
We have potholes.
And pick up leaves.
And pick up leaves. Maybe you can take pick up the leaves holes. And put them in the potholes.
Wow. Yeah. That'd be nice. Yeah.
Thanks, Bryce. Okay. Old business. Sure. Yes.
You couldn't talk the last time you were here. So you did say some things, but we had no idea what you said.
I know. So this week I thought it's my turn.
But I just want to say that I could not stand before the Board of Works in pink boots and pull that off. So you're I'm impressed right off the bat.
I am working. You can see that I'm working. So, yeah. Okay, so awesome stuff right now. The fundraiser that we had, I reported that last time. And we raised over $5,000.
Wow.
$420 of that is going to treat some of our dogs with heartworm disease. We've raised money specifically for that. And then I still have to pay $1,500 to Sodexo, but the rest is all fundraiser, and it's going to be for the stainless steel cages. I still need more, but that's what that's going for. Another fundraiser that we have, it's scheduled for June 14th. It's going to be Hogs for Dogs. The way that's going to work is I need 10 business sponsors to donate $100, and then they'll get their names on a t-shirt. I've already got 7, and that's about as far as we've got. It's really easy to get. So far it has been. It's been wonderful. And the really good news is every dog that I have out at the shelter, with the exception to my quarantined animals that are new animals that are there within 5 days, and 2 dogs that just got treated for heartworm disease, everything else out there is spayed and neutered.
Great.
So, good. And then today, all of our cats are spayed and neutered as well, and all of our cats are also microchipped. So,
great.
That's my awesome news.
Wonderful.
That's good job.
Nice. Okay. Old business.
Mr. Mayor, I understand that Ms. Vickers, because of the change in school schedule, is unable to be here tonight, so we're going to table that item, and she'll be here at our first meeting in March. Or second meeting in March. Her event's not till May, so we're good.
Okay, move on to new business. First up is free concert in the Riverfront Pavilion. Bill Sand.
Good evening. Free concert, we'd like to rent the Riverfront Pavilion. That's First Vincent Savings Bank and Best Way Express. Last year we brought an act in from Texas for a free show. We'd like to do that again this year if possible. I would tell you who it is. You won't know them anyway. It doesn't really make any difference. Heard of them. We can't afford them.
Now, this is the man. The last time I saw this man, he was in a jumpsuit dodging watermelon at the Gallagher concert.
Mashed potatoes, so, and mustard.
Yeah, I got a little plop of pumpkin on top of my head.
This, no, nothing like that at this concert. The guy's name is James McMurtry. His father wrote Lonesome Dove.
Okay, sure. Yeah,
I would sing some of his music. I don't know any of it, but anyway, that's who it is. We'd like permission to do that.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
Questions?
So what? Remind me the dates again. We got that in here.
Saturday, June 14th.
Saturday, June 14th. Dan, you got everything you need?
Yeah, he's working on insurance. Yeah, waiting on insurance. I met with the agent of the day.
Okay.
Are you going to need this stage?
Yes.
All right. So. So we're going to make a motion for use of the Riverfront Pavilion at no cost for Vincent's First Savings Bank, and you said Best Way?
Best Way Express, yes.
Best Way Express, for June 14th for a concert. So that day we'll have the farmer's market, so that'll be available after 1:30 is usually when the farmer
set
market
the stage up around 3 or 4 o'clock, something
breaks
like that.
Up.
And isn't there a cost to rent the
stage?
The,
no.
The pavilion?
No, I think what we're doing here is we're not for a free concert. We're looking to
okay.
waive that expense.
We'd be happy to pay it. That's fine. Whatever.
Yeah. So. Well, we're happy to have a bank such as yours that has definitely gifted the community in numerous ways. So thank you for that offer. So our motion is free use of the Riverfront Pavilion for this concert on June 14th after 2 o'clock with the accompanying insurance information that Dan needs. So that's my motion.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Great. Thanks. Thank you.
Next is Riley Elementary PTO Ice Cream Social. Chris Haddocks.
Hi, guys. We're just requesting permission to hang the banner over Hart Street from the 21st of April through the 5th of May for our second annual Ice Cream Social. Okay. We already have the certificate of liability to Dan Riverhead. And I believe that's all we need.
Is everything good, Dan?
Okay, so we're going to make a motion to hang the banner on Hart Street from April 21st through May the 5th for the Riley PTO Ice Cream Social, and we have everything we need there.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
Great. Thanks, Chris. This is what you guys get for coming early, so you get to go last.
Okay, VU Paralegal Associates 5K Run Walk.
Before I begin, I first want to thank my officers, my advisors. We wouldn't be here today if they hadn't put so much hard work into it. Secondly, I had Mr. Rabillette, I requested Mr. Rabillette to print up a petition. As you can see, basically what we're wanting to do is a 5K run slash walk. We have talked to the chief of police at Vincennes University, and we have also talked to the EMS, EMA. We have gotten their permission as first responders. Basically today we're here to at least let the city know in case of an emergency that we would like the city to at least be there, and as I said, in case of an emergency, any police, fire department, ambulance, etc., etc. If you look at page 7, article 5, you can see that we are using the Vincennes University campus. We are going to start from Red Skelton. We're also going to finish at Red Skelton. We have also gotten the waiver release form from Vincennes University. Mm-hmm. And then we have the registration form ready and completed. We just haven't printed it up yet. Some things got into the way as far as sending the registration. Technical difficulties, basically. And then lastly, Ms. Purdom contacted the people as far as the certificate of insurance. We should be ready to go on that, but we just want the city to know, as I said, just in case of an emergency, that everything will be okay.
Right, and we work very closely with the VU police, so Tyler, you're way too organized. Can we use your thing as a template for future 5K races?
Certainly.
If everybody else had to go through this much work, they probably wouldn't come before us. Chief, do you, I'm being sincere in saying that. Chief, you have any questions or any concerns since it's all self-contained within campus? So you ladies made this effort down here. Do you have anything else you want to contribute to the conversation? And not really. Yeah, that's very clear. Yeah.
Very organized. All my students are.
Good.
And so I appreciate you allowing us to come before you with such short notice, and we appreciate you granting us permission to.
Sure.
Before we adjourn, would it be okay if we put up a banner?
So you're talking about the cross the street banners? Is that what you're looking to do? Yeah, basically the procedure on that is that Mr. Allen has the schedule of where those get hung, and we just have to have proof of insurance and availability for a time. So you're looking to do it on College, or where did you want to, do you know where you want to hang a banner?
Is it a banner to advertise the
event? Well, if...
Mm-hmm. I don't know the schedule.
Okay. Yeah, basically you'd have to check with Dan about what's available and.
Okay. 2 weeks prior to the event, well, 2 weeks prior to April 26th.
Let's see. April 26th. That's on a Saturday.
We have to take it on the 20th, though, because they are
in. Yeah. Very true.
Right.
2 weeks prior to the event would be on the 12th. Yes, sir. On Hart Street.
Oh, okay. So do you want us to go ahead and make an approval of that, Dan, pending their insurance?
Well, I believe the insurance we have.
You have the insurance, yeah. Right. You already have that. Okay. All right. So what was the date on the banner then, Dan?
April 12th through 20th.
April 12th through the 20th. So we'll just make that in our motion. Okay. Anything else, Tyler, that you...
I believe that's it.
Okay. Press, how many questions you want to ask? We'll just go through the whole gamut here, you know. She's not even paying attention. Look at that. Here's the most important thing we've had all day, and you know, it's like, okay. So we're going to make a motion to approve the route and the conducting of a 5K race. That will be taking place on the Vincennes University campus on Saturday, April 26th, with a collaboration with the Vincennes University Police and EMS. We'll also approve the hanging of a banner for said event from April the 12th through the 20th.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Good job, guys.
Thank you.
Good job and good luck.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
We have nothing under miscellaneous, so... Need a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Great. Adjourn.